This is Louis Navalier. It is Tuesday, June 11th. Okay. We're having some back-end filling today, and I don't want anyone to be alarmed by that because we were incredibly strong on Monday. So we are going to be in oscillating markets. That means when we have a strong day, then we have to pull back, digest the gains, and we can rally again. Now, we have some news items that are distracting the market. Tomorrow morning, we're going to have the Consumer Price Index. And the expectations for this index are pretty lackluster. So if it surprises in any manner, it could have an effect. But the big news will be the FOMC statement on Wednesday, and especially the dot plot. So if we just go back to refresh what the dot plot is every other FOMC meeting, they survey the members. And the last time they did this, a couple meetings ago, the FOMC members were predicting 3 rate cuts this year. Although it was a slim majority, just so you know. The other members were two rate cuts. Well, that's going to get updated tomorrow, and that's a big deal, because that's going to tell us what the Fed thinks. In the meantime, we do have bond yields meandering lower, okay? And there's a lot of things going on that are important to help bond yields meander lower. First is the European Central Bank cut. As did the Bank of Canada. Bank of England is on June 20th. They may not cut because of the election. But the bottom line is they're cutting rates over there in Europe. And if someone wants higher yields, they can come to America. And also they get our currency appreciation. The dollar is very strong. And all that foreign capital pouring in can drive treasury yields lower because there's money sloshing all over the world. The other thing that's going on is we had those European elections. This is the EU Parliament in Brussels, and there's a big rightward shift. And, you know, right in Europe is probably like moderates in America, or maybe even left to moderate. But the bottom line is the rightward shift is led by youth, okay? And apparently a lot of the youth are not only in the U.S., but around the world, is wondering why they, you know, can't succeed like their parents did, okay? So they're starting to push back on a lot of policies. And probably the biggest policies that are at risk are the green policies, because obviously it increases the cost of electricity and things like that. And, of course, you've seen all the farmer protests in Europe, you know, where some farmers had up to 30% of their farmland seized. They had to slaughter some of their animals to reduce CO2. And, of course, they got to switch to organic fertilizer versus chemical. And that's why they were all protesting, because they're importing food from other places that don't play by those rules. So it was not fair to be a European farmer. So this rightward shift is real, okay? It's probably biggest in France. It's next biggest in Germany, but, you know, the head of in Belgium, Belgian Prime Minister resigned. So, you know, there's a lot of things going on. So I feel very good right now that America's still leading the world. The other thing that's happened this week is oil prices did go higher on report that Goldman Sachs expects Brent light sweet crude to hit $90 a barrel this summer just on demand. The other thing we're watching, of course, is the conflict between Russia and Ukraine. Looks like a stalemate, although Ukraine has made up some ground here. But, you know, it's just really hard to have a good economy when major cities are being decimated by missiles and things like that. So we'll see what happens. Russia was really trying to take Ukraine's second biggest city. I'm still worried that Ukraine will strike the Russian oil pipelines because, you know, they are striking deeper and deeper into Russia. They've hit the Trans-Siberian Railway to disrupt trade. They've hit 5 refineries. And know, those drones can fly a long way, and we'll see what happens. So, the energy stocks are important to hold this summer. Obviously, the tech stocks are still doing very, very well. You saw maybe on Monday, you probably saw the news on Eli Lilly. They got approved for more drugs. So it was going higher. So we got a lot of stocks that are doing amazingly well. The market is narrow, though, okay? And either you have the earnings or you don't. It's every stock for itself. This month is the annual Russell realignment. That's going to help a lot of the small mid-caps, which for us, we're very good in May, okay? We'll see if June's going to be any better. But once you get out to these indices, the stocks usually go pop pretty nicely. So overall, I'm very happy with the start to the week. I'm not worried about today's consolidation because it's just consolidating some of yesterday's big gains. We have to see what the CPI is tomorrow, see how that affects rates. And then, of course, the Fed announcement will be at 2 o'clock tomorrow. And I'll be updating the podcast late tomorrow after the FOMC statement. And we'll see what's going on and see what the dot plot is. So with that said, hang in there, everybody. We're still going up, up, and away. It's time to rally. And America's in a lot better shape than the rest of the world. And so we got a lot of things to look forward to. Take care, everybody.